Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Dub from DontParish.com.
Hello,
hey.
Sisters.
I just did something.
What'd you do, Sister Debbie?
I did something, and, well, I'm going to confess, and maybe it will be a help to somebody out there.
The Bible says, confess your sins one to another.
Right. Well, Brother James just did a teaching, and I said something. I did something I shouldn't have done. I know better. I said, I wish I could get my teachings out as fast as you do. And as soon as the words were out of my mouth, I was like, I shouldn't have said that. I just compared myself. The Bible tells me not to be comparing myself. And Brother James had some good words of wisdom for me.
Yeah, we talked about that. Like one of the sisters just emailed and was talking about something similar. And unless we're talking about fleeing sin... Yeah, you should flee sin and flee evil instantly and do that quickly. But in everything else, in how you study the Word of God and how you're walking out your life and how you deal with family members, as long as you're not in sin, we all do things a little bit different. We all have liberty in the style we get things done and how we say things, how we do things, what manner, email, talking in person, text, writing a letter, the delivery of how we do it, how much we do it, how little we do it, can all be led by the Spirit. So very, very dangerous to compare ourselves, because I was telling a brother just the other day, we all have different strengths and weaknesses, and we need to use those in the body to encourage each other and edify each other, but not compare to a fault.
Right, and I have to have patience with myself too.
Exactly.
I don't have a whole lot of patience with myself sometimes, and maybe I set my expectations too high.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, I know Brother James knows, I used to struggle with the audios, like who wants to listen, and you know, trying to get everything exactly right, and I'd run everything by him, but basically he just said to be who I am in Christ, and
Amen. All
of it should be an encouragement and a help, especially if we're not perfect, which none of us are.
Right. We're striving to be perfect, Matthew 5:48, but we fall short.
Yeah. So if we are who we are and people see it, just like the Moses with the bad speech.
Yep, exactly. He was a stutterer and said, Lord, how can you use me? God said, I'll give you what you need to say.
Right. So God gives us what to say. Maybe the delivery isn't the way we wanted it exactly. Maybe it isn't coming out exactly how we want to say it. But if the delivery is complete and biblical, then maybe we're just setting our own expectations that we shouldn't.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the style or the personality or the delivery. I think there's a concept here that is good. The Bible says judgment begins in the house of God, Peter said. And Paul said, judge yourself and you won't have to be judged. So there is some wisdom in looking at yourself and going, oh, I wish I could be better and I wish I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because you want to strive to be the best for the Lord. But do that, but don't compare yourself to others.
Right.
Do that because you're... your own competition, no one else.
Right.
You're in competition with yourself, meaning kill your flesh, walk in the ways God's given you, do what God's showing you. You're not in competition with another sister or another brother.
Right, because we all have gifts.
Amen.
And we all have, like you said, our strengths and weaknesses.
Amen.
And even in our weaknesses, what is that? We could be strong in Christ, and there's a reason for them all.
Exactly. Amen.
So, yeah, praise God for that. And
Good teaching topic that just popped up. That's called being spontaneous, being flexible, and being led by the Lord. And then right away when something happens like that, you think about it and you go, you know what? Let's address this right away. Put it out there. It might edify somebody. And I imagine this might be perfect timing to edify somebody that needs
to hear
just this message.
Right, right. Brother James has really been working with me to be more spontaneous with these. And you're such a great help, too. When we do these together, I love it, because we kind of fill it in for both.
Well, we're helpers to each other.
Yeah, it's awesome. So hopefully that was edifying to you, sisters, and I didn't want to cut you off or anything.
Just remember, don't compare yourself to anyone else. Compare yourself to the Most High, our Master and Messiah. You can compare yourself to Paul. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, imitate me as I imitate Christ. These were Holy Spirit-inspired men that God spoke through. What a great person to imitate, God Himself in Christ. But when it comes to just us, we're just finite workers of the Lord. Don't compare yourself to any of us.
Right.
Compare yourself to the Word, strive for it, and let us know how we can help you in that.
Amen. Praise God. And you know what? I'm going to pause this, and I want to go find that scripture verse so I can read it. I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, so the scripture I wanted to read is 2 Corinthians 10:12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. So that's just an admonishment, kind of like a self-rebuke this audio is to me.
Amen. We all need it.
Yeah, we do. So anyway, like Brother James said, maybe this will be an encouragement to somebody out there. And praise God. Thanks for listening. And Lord willing, we'll be back to do some more.
Have a joyous day, sisters.
Amen. May God be praised.